part aisle, though. The true Mal lies somewhere in the space between. The other amazing thing that happened at Cotillion? Evie asked Ben to help bring over more VKs from the aisle to Auradon, to give them the same chance he gave the original VKs. And well... Chapter 2. Mal's mother always said it was good to be bad. She can't believe her mom was actually right about something. At dawn, a ragtag paperboy rode his rusted-out bicycle down a squalid aisle street. He careened over a teetering makeshift ramp and passed a run-down tenement with "Long Live Evil" graffitied across its wall. The young street rat pulled a copy of the Troubled Times newspaper out of his grungy messenger bag and tossed it over his shoulder. "Hey, check it out!" he yelled to the other kids in the square. A curly-haired imp in a rumpled pink dress scampered to pick up the paper.
"Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Look at this!"
the girl exclaimed in shock. The big, bold headline splashed across the front page read, "VK Day is here. Four more to go ashore."
"It's VK Day!"
she squealed to the crowd of kids who'd gathered around for a peek at the paper.
"I want them to pick me so bad."
A detailed article described the progressive new holiday established by His Royal Highness King Ben and villain kid turned successful fashion designer, Evie. For the first time, any villain kid could apply to attend the kingdom's esteemed Auradon prep. The new class would be hand-picked in person from among the aisle applicants by the original villain kids, Mal, Evie, Carlos, and Jay. Then, one week later, King Ben and the VKs would be back to escort the lucky students to Auradon to start the new school year. Many of the aisle kids had never lifted a pencil or sat behind a desk, let alone brought their teacher an unpoisoned apple. The hope was that the chosen students, like the inaugural class of VKs, would thrive amid the opportunities Auradon had to offer. As the paperboy tossed another paper nowhere close to anyone's door, Mal, Evie, Carlos, and Jay rounded the dilapidated street corner in step. Since making their own way in Auradon, the four friends had become folk heroes to the villain kids still stuck on the aisle. And now they were back in their old hood with good news. Make that great news. They ducked under clotheslines heavy with drip-drying rags and yelled for the aisle kids to rise and shine. Well, as much shining as could happen in the sunless place. It was time for all the young VKs to get up and step up. Auradon prep was waiting. Mal and her close-knit squad strode with confidence down the grimy street and into a cobblestone square now named Mal Court. A group of inspired villain offspring had renamed the shabby square after seeing a clip of Mal on TV. The broadcast showed Lady Mal at Cotillion, giving a public shout-out to her aisle roots. The aisle kids knew she hadn't forgotten them. Mal turned toward her three best friends, bursting with excitement, as her purple hair, tinted a more violet hue than ever before, flew behind her in the wind. That day was going to be epic. She slayed in leather leggings, wedge high-top sneakers, and a fitted tailcoat. On the back of her coat were sculptured leather dragon wings that caged her signature two-dragon icon. Evie, daughter of Evil Queen, flashed a dazzling smile at Mal. After months of diligent planning and painstaking prep, VK Day was finally here. Evie exuded confidence and authority as her blue suede boots hit the pavement. She swept down the street like the leader she was, the essence of style in her short blue leather skirt and matching jacket, with her heart and crown emblem painted on the back. With his long dark brown hair and mischievous smile, Jay, the son of Jafar, wove easily through his old stomping ground. He radiated attitude, with his sleeveless leather vest and leather pants showing off his athletic build. Jay glanced at Carlos and laughed. They were about to change some lives forever. What an amazing feeling. Carlos, son of Cruella de Vil, rolled through the street, energized by the big day to come. Once thought of as puppy dog cute, with his face full of freckles, Carlos had grown up and was now coming into his own. He was also super.